بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if I could ask you, please put your phones on silent so that they don't make noise during the khutbah. Please, brothers. Jazakallah khairan. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last prophet and messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the consciousness, have the mindfulness of Almighty Allah as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. Do not die except that you die in a state of submission to the will of the Creator. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He further advises us in the Quran. He says to us, O mankind, once again, have the mindfulness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam, and from him He created his mate, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both He brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And do not cut the family ties. Do not cut the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all-watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Almighty Allah further advises us in the Quran. He says to us, O you who believe, once again, have the mindfulness, have the taqwa of Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all to be Muslim. And we have a guest today, and he's interested in Islam, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up his chest to al-Islam, the way Allah has blessed us with al-Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a very light touch on a subject that all of us need to be aware of, and that's the subject of loyalty, the subject of wala, the subject of loyalty in Islam. Who should the Muslims be loyal to? The reality is, brothers and sisters, we owe our loyalty first and foremost to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to the believers. This is where our loyalties, our alliances should be. But the reality is, if we take a look at the state of the Muslims around the world, we'll see that this is not the case. You see that there's no way that the Muslims are loyal to one another. Not when you see Muslims being massacred. Not when you see Muslims being kicked out of their homes. Not when you see Muslims being oppressed. Not when you see Muslims running, fleeing from their country because they have no peace and security in their own country. And you see the Muslims around them not doing anything. But the reality is this, brothers and sisters. Before we look over there to look at the state of the Muslims' loyalty over there, let's look at the loyalty within ourselves. Let's look at how we are. Are we in fact loyal to one another for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the reality is that we can probably all of us improve in this area. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the believers there but brothers. This is the way we're supposed to be. The believers there but brothers. This is the way we're supposed to be. And last week we saw something very beautiful. There was a family of Muslims that was in need in another state, and somebody brought it to our attention, and the Muslims here in this masjid, alhamdulillah, they gave generously to help our Muslim brothers and sisters in another place that we don't even know. But this is the way we're supposed to be. It doesn't matter whether you know a Muslim or not. All that matters is this is your Muslim brother and sister in Islam, and if they need help, then we should try to help them. If they're in pain, then we should try to feel their pain and try to relieve them of their situation. So alhamdulillah, last week that was a beautiful thing. We were able to come together and we were able to help our brothers and sisters in Islam. Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept it from us. But brothers, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He says, verily the believers, they're brothers. This is the way we're supposed to be. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the believers, the men and the women, they are the awliya of one another. They are the supporters. They are the defenders. They are the ones who have each other's backs. They are the allies. They are the ace boom coons or the bosom buddies of one another. This is the way that we're supposed to be. May Allah make us like this. Brothers and sisters, this brotherhood in Islam is not just something that you say. It's not just you saying, As-salamu alaykum, akhi. As-salamu alaykum, my brother. As-salamu alaykum, my sister. No. It's supposed to go beyond that. It's supposed to be about the way we truly feel about one another. And inshallah, in the khutbah today, we're going to see how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how the Sahaba, how they actually lived this. How they actually applied this wala, this loyalty in practical terms in everyday life. So that perhaps we can learn from their example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاقِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, your protector is Allah. Your protector is Allah and His messenger and the believers. And those who establish the salat and they give the zakat and they bow down. These are the people who should be our awliya. These are the people who we should be closest to. These are the people who, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the ones that we should give our loyalty to. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ تَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Allah says, and whosoever takes Allah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who believed as their awliya, as their close companions, as their defenders, as their protectors, then the party of Allah will be victorious. May Allah make us from the Hizbullah, from the victorious party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I said, brothers and sisters, this loyalty in Islam is not just about what we say. It's about what we do. It's not about what we say, it's about what we do. It's about how we treat one another. It's about how we care about one another. It's about how we defend one another. It's about how we look out for one another. This is what the true brotherhood and loyalty in Islam is supposed to be about. But the reality is that many times we let our personal feelings get in the way of this. Many times we let our personal situations get in the way of this. Many times we let our situations, whatever they might be, get in the way of doing this. And this is wrong. And as we're going to see, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they put their loyalty to Islam and to Allah and to Rasulullah and to the believers before they put that before everything else. Regardless of their personal feelings, regardless of what their interests might be, what might be in their best interest, they put the loyalty to the believers first. Imam Bukhari has related in the hadith about the ifk of Aisha radiallahu anha. And just to refresh your memory, the ifk of Aisha was the slander of our mother Aisha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was a situation that happened when the people who were trying to cause trouble, they started spreading a slander about Aisha radiallahu anha. And this word, they were trying to accuse her of something bad. It spread around among the Muslims. And when she came to find out about it, she was devastated because, of course, it wasn't true. They were accusing Aisha, our mother, of doing something inappropriate while she was married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates this long hadith for us, and this is in Sahih Bukhari. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسأل زينب ابنة جحش عن أمري. عائشة رضي الله عنها, she says that the messenger of Allah, he asked Zainab bin Jahsh, and she was another one of his wives, she asked him, he asked her about my affair, about what was going on, about what the people were saying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah, he was trying to get to the bottom of it. So he was going and he was asking people, what do you know? What have you seen? What have you heard? So Rasulullah, he went to one of his wives and her name was Zainab bin Jahsh. And he asked her, he said, Ya Zainab, ماذا علمتي أو رأيت? He said, Oh Zainab, what do you know? What have you seen? about this rumor that's going around about Aisha doing something that was bad. فقالت زينب رضي الله عنها, she said, يا رسول الله أخمي سمعي وبصري ما علمت إلا خير. Now we need to understand, Zainab radiallahu anha, she said to O Messenger of Allah, I protect my eyes and my hearing from doing anything that's wrong. In other words, from lying or saying something that I shouldn't say. And she said, Wallahi, I know nothing but good. I know nothing but good about Aisha radiallahu anha. But we should step back for a second and look at the situation. As we all know, all of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they loved him immensely. And especially the younger wives, they were very jealous of one another. Because all of them wanted the Messenger of Allah to themselves. All of them wanted him to feel the strongest love for them. So they were competitive in this sense. And here you have Aisha radiallahu anha, and she was the favorite of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his wives, they understood that, they knew that. But here you have a bad slander going on about her. And so this is an opportunity, if you think about it, for somebody to do some damage to her. This was an opportunity for Zainab radiallahu anha to say something, or maybe not even say nothing, but just in the way she responded to this question, to put some doubt in the mind of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his wife, Aisha radiallahu anha. It could have been just in the way she said, I don't know. She could have said like that. She could have said, I heard what you heard. She could have said anything. But what did she say, Zainab radiallahu anha? She said, Ya Rasulullah, I know nothing but good about her. Subhanallah. This is wala. This is the loyalty to the believers. This is standing up and defending your brother and your sister in Islam. This is giving them victory. This is standing up and taking their back when perhaps nobody else has their back. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says about Zainab, she says, وَهِيَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تُسَمِّينِي مِنْ أَزْوَاجِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَسَمَّهَا اللَّهُ بِالْوَرَاحِ. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when Zainab said this about me, when she had my back, when she defended me to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was my peer. She was competing with me. She wanted the affection that Rasulullah had for Aisha. She wanted that for herself. But her fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so that Allah protected her from going down that path that she shouldn't have gone down, from saying things about Aisha that she had no business saying. So because of her taqwa, because of her consciousness of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah saved her from that situation. Brothers and sisters, this is the way we should be for one another. The Muslim should have the back of the Muslim. The Muslim should be there to defend the honor of his Muslim brother and sister in Islam. If you know nothing but good about your brother and sister in Islam, you should stand up and defend them when perhaps somebody else is slandering them. Perhaps when somebody else is raising doubts, raising questions. This is the way we're supposed to be. Brothers and sisters, the reality is, if we don't have each other's backs, who's going to have it? If I don't stand up and defend my brother, who's going to stand up and defend him? And this is what you see in the world today. This is what you see in the state of the Muslims today. Muslims are being violated and oppressed. And the other Muslims, they don't have their backs. And as I said, brothers, it starts right here. It starts right here at home between each other. It starts right here between the brothers and sisters right here in this community. It starts right here in your own home. It starts right here with your wife and your husband. It starts with your children. It starts with your brothers and sisters. This loyalty is something that we have to establish. And we have to establish it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever defends his brother's honor in his absence, whoever defends his brother's honor in his absence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from the fire on Yawmul Qiyamah. So brothers and sisters, my nasiha to myself and to you is to try to develop this sense of loyalty within yourself. Be loyal to your Muslim brothers in Islam. And like I said, all of us, we probably stand in need of improving in this aspect. If we think back, I'm sure all of us, we can think back to a time when we let our brother and sister in Islam down. Maybe it was just something as simple as the people talking about our brother and sister in Islam and us not saying something to defend them. Maybe it was a situation where we had the ability to do something to help one of our brothers and sisters in Islam, and we fell short in delivering that. As I said, brothers and sisters, we have to develop this sense of loyalty. to one another. Imam Bukhari has also related a beautiful hadith. And it's a hadith that's very simple, but wallahi, if you step back and you look at it, you can learn a lot from it. Imam Bukhari has related an Abu Darda radiallahu anhu qal, كنت جالسا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقبل أبو بكر آخرا بطرف ثوبه حتى أبدى عن ركبته. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he says that upon occasion we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Abu Bakr came, he was in a hurry and he had his thawb up as he was walking so fast, and he sat down and sat down by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he saw Abu Bakr in this state, فَقَالَ رَبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَمَّا صَاحِبُكُمْ فَقَدْ غَمَرْ فَقَدْ غَمَرْ. Rasulullah said, yeah, it looks like your companion, he's had an altercation or an argument with someone. See, this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew his companions. He can tell when something was wrong. So when Abu Bakr came to him in this state, Rasulullah, he knew something was going on. فَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ إِنِّي كَانَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِبْنُ خَطَابِ شَيْءٌ فَأَسْرَأْتُ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ نَدِمْتُ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he sat down next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there was something between me and Ibn Khattab. There was something between me and Umar Ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He says, I talked to him harshly. We had some words and I talked to him harshly. And then I regretted it. Then I felt bad about it. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he's telling Rasulullah what happened, why he's in this state of agitation. Abu Bakr continues, فَسَأَلْتُهُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي فَأَبَى عَلَيَّ فَأَقْبَلْتُ إِلَيْكَ. Abu Bakr says, I requested him to forgive me. I asked Umar to forgive me, and he refused. So then I came to you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what Abu Bakr said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another narration, Abu Darda, he tells us what really happened, how it went down. He says that Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, they got into an altercation and they said some heated words, and Umar got mad and he stormed off. And right away Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he felt bad, so he started going behind Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, oh Umar, forgive me. Umar, forgive me. And Umar, he kept walking. He was angry. SubhanAllah, how many times has this happened to us? So Umar, he's angry, and he goes to his house, and he slams the door in the face of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. SubhanAllah. And the whole time Abu Bakr is behind him saying, oh Umar, forgive me, I'm sorry. This is the part that Abu Bakr did not tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He just told him, hey, we had words, and he's upset and he won't forgive me. That's all he said to him. This is the way we're supposed to be, brothers and sisters in Islam, by the way. And I'm going to continue, but I want to stop right here. This is the way we should be. If we have a beef with one another, that's not the time to go and tell everybody else about it. That's not the time to go and try to paint a picture so that everybody looks down on this person and makes you yourself look good in front of them. Because this is too many times what we do. This is not the case. We have an argument with somebody and we go and we tell everybody else and we make this person seem like the bad guy. And this is wrong. And we tell everybody the business, everything. And this is wrong. Abu Bakr, he was upset, so he went to the Messenger of Allah. He just told him what happened, just small. He says, and I apologize, and now I came to you because I need some help. Umar is mad at me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Abu Bakr said this to him, Rasulullah said, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. Say, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. He said it three times. He said, may Allah forgive you, Abu Bakr. May Allah forgive you, Abu Bakr. May Allah forgive you, Abu Bakr. ثُمَّ إِنَّ أُمَّرْ نَدِمَ فَأَتَى مَنْزِلَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ فَسَأَلَ أَثَمَّ أَبُو بَكْرٍ فَقَالُوا لَا. In the meantime, Umar radiallahu anhu, he began to feel bad. He felt bad about the way he treated Abu Bakr. So he started having regret in his heart. So then he went to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He knocked on the door. He said, is Abu Bakr here? فَقَالُوا لَا. His family said, no, he's not here. So then what does Umar radiallahu anhu do? فَأَتَى إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He goes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Umar goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he's trying to rectify the situation. Fasallam. And he gives salams. فجعل وجه نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتمعر. Abu Darda, he says that when Umar came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in another narration it says that Umar, he told Rasulullah what happened. And he gave him the full details. He didn't try to make himself seem good. He told Rasulullah the full details. Abu Darda says that anger began to show in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's getting angry. And the Sahaba, they see it in his face. حتى أشفق أبو بكر فجاءت على ركبتي على ركبتيه فقال يا رسول الله والله أنا كنت أدلما مرتين. When Abu Bakr, he began to see the anger in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he felt pity for Umar, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was angry at Umar for what he did. Can you imagine that? Your brother's going behind you saying, "I'm sorry, forgive me," and you slammed the door in his face. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began to get angry. And when Abu Bakr saw this, he felt pity in his heart for Umar radiallahu anhu. And he said, "O Messenger of Allah, wallahi," he said, "I swear by Allah, I'm the one that was the oppressor. I did more wrong than him, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." SubhanAllah, look at the loyalty, look at the wallah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Look at the loyalty, look how they were. He could have very easily let Rasulullah go off on Umar. He could have very easily let Umar been the bad guy in that situation. But what did he do? He just wanted to rectify the situation. And when he saw that the Messenger of Allah was angry at Umar, he tried to make it easy. He tried to defuse the situation. He said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, it was my fault, really. Don't be mad at him." فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ. Then Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ, he said, "Inna Allaha ba'athani ilaykum fakultum kadabta." Rasulullah, he said, "Verily, Allah, he sent me to you." He's talking to the people. "He sent me to you as a messenger. And you said to me, you're lying." Because that's what the people said. The majority of the people, when Rasulullah said, "I am a messenger from Allah," what did they say? "You're lying, you're this, you're that." So Rasulullah, he's reminding them, "When Allah sent me to you as a messenger, you said to me, you're lying." وَقَالُوا أَبُو بَقْرٍ صَدَقَ وَوَصَانِي بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ. He said, "But Abu Bakr," he said, "he has spoken the truth. And then he supported me with his wealth and with himself." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's reminding the people. He's showing the people the loyalty of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He's saying to the people, when you rejected me, it was Abu Bakr who believed in me. It was Abu Bakr who gave me his wealth and supported me with his wealth and himself. So now we're seeing wallah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're seeing Rasulullah being loyal to Abu Bakr. Even though he loves Umar, we're seeing Rasulullah stand up for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And then Rasulullah, he said, "Fahal antum tarikuli sahibi. Fahal antum tarikuli sahibi." He said, won't you leave my companion alone? Won't you stop harming my companion?" This is what he said to the people. We should reflect. SubhanAllah, these three people, they loved each other for the sake of Allah. It is said in the narration that whenever you saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would see Abu Bakr on one side and Umar on the other. These three people were close. But when they had problems, because people, they have problems. They have arguments. They have fights. They mix words. When they had problems, what did they do? They felt bad. They felt bad for one another. They felt bad for what they did. And they tried to rectify the situation. And when the situation came to a head, what did you see? Did you see somebody trying to be the winner and put the other person down? Did you see somebody trying to be the good guy and he's the bad guy? No. They just wanted to fix things between themselves. And they had loyalty to one another. SubhanAllah. Look at the loyalty of Abu Bakr to Umar. He said, "Messenger Allah, was my fault." And look at the loyalty of Rasulullah to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, "This is my sahabi. This is my companion. He supported me. Won't you leave him alone? Won't you stop hurting him?" Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says that after this, nobody bothered Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But brothers and sisters, what we take away from this is the wala that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed to his companions. is the wala that the companions show to one another, the loyalty that they show to one another, the concern, having each other's backs, supporting each other, even if it meant they might look bad. And this is the way we need to be, brothers and sisters. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put this wala, this loyalty in our hearts for one another. أقول لك هذا واستغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, I apologize for running over. I'm going to bring this khutbah to a close. Perhaps inshallah, if you come back for Salat al-Isha, we'll talk just a little bit more about this, because the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, they're full of practical examples of how they were loyal to one another, how they supported one another, how they defended one another, how they were the allies of one another, and not just in words, but in actions, in behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَخْفِدْ جَنَاقَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, and lower your wings to the believers. That means lower your wings of mercy to the believers. The believers, the way we're supposed to be, we're supposed to have love for one another. We're supposed to have mercy for one another. This is the way that we're supposed to be. And if it starts right here in our community, then it can spread beyond that. But it has to start right here. It has to start with one another. In the way that we deal with one another. In the way that we stand up for one another. In the way that we help one another. So brothers and sisters, this is just a short reminder for us that we have to develop this loyalty for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions on Yawm al-Qiyamah, then we have to establish this wala, this loyalty for the believers. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this short reminder here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften our hearts towards one another so that we can love one another for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we can defend one another for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that in fact we can be true brothers for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.